Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Drifters bringing us back. And I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pamela S. Harper is our guest. Pam Harper is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 8 years. She's the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's one of our great management thinkers in the Brain Trust. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're paying a tribute, folks, to her father-in-law, Dr. Jim Harper, who is a professor emeritus at Ohio State University in food and health science there, and an internationally renowned thinker. And so we're not only dedicating this visit with Pam to his memory. He died recently at 91. To his memory, but also to around some of the things that caused him to be so successful. One of the things we were talking about, Pam, as we went to the break there, was about leading by example and being a lifelong learner. I love the quote from Plato, the great Roman politician. Over 2,000 years ago, he was learning Greek at 85. He decided to learn how to speak Greek at 85. And somebody said to him, "Why are you doing this at your age?" He said, "It's the youngest age I have."
So true.
Lifelong learning, folks. All right, the next thing, Pam, and by the way, Pam, give us your website, please.
It's businessadvance.com, and there are a lot of things that we're not going to be able to talk about, but I actually, if you go to that website, and you can even ask us to send a list of some of the principles that made Jim Harper great, we have those there, the leadership principles.
One of the things that he educated people about and lived in his life was dealing with difficult people. Talk to us about that.
Well, he had a saying that, in fact, a story that you always had to be able to deal with difficult people. And he'd been told early on in his life that to succeed, you had to be able to deal with difficult people. And the way to do that was to find something good about every person that you would meet. And he was very clear about the fact that collaboration would lead to solving problems, but also to innovation. And so one of the things that he did in his all of his classes and in his research is he would have people collaborating. And I recall that a couple of his students mentioned hating to work with the teams because there would always be difficult people, as they would be called, who get in the way of the work.
Yeah.
And years later, they were talking about how they really appreciated that the real lesson was learning how to deal with difficult people. And I think we see that in companies, you know, as people who are leading small businesses, we're dealing with difficult people, whether they're customers or whether they're inside the company. And
vendors,
so that principle has stuck.
Well, you know, Pam, I'm convinced that whatever success I've had has been largely can be largely attributed to this lesson right here. I figured out when I started out my career in sales on commission, and I figured out real quick that if I was going to be successful, I wasn't going to be able to just do business with people who were nice, because I'd get difficult people in who wanted to buy something, and I didn't like them, and I thought, well, I don't want to wait on people like that. When I was just a kid, I mean, I'm a teenager basically in those days, and all of a sudden I said, "Wait a minute, their money is the same color as these other people," and I kind of the way I thought about them, Pam, and I bet this is something Dr. Harper did too. Remember the story about the mouse and the lion, how the mouse helped the lion because the lion who would ordinarily just squish the mouse had a thorn in his paw.
That's right.
And he couldn't get it out, but the mouse was able to pull the thorn out of the paw, and then they became best friends after that. That's the old story, right? Well,
that's true.
I always figured out that difficult people are usually like that lion. There's some thorn that's bugging them, that's bothering them. And if I could figure out how to help them relieve that pain, I wound up having, not only did I do business with them, I had a customer I couldn't run off. Because nobody else would take the trouble. What do you think?
That's absolutely true. And in fact, a lot of the work that we do, there's always difficult people that you know, one person will say, they're difficult. And we're working to bring these people together so that they can collaborate more effectively. You have to be looking at that. It makes a difference, ultimately, to success.
No question about it. He also allowed people to make mistakes. Talk to us about that. Jim Harper did.
He did. He believed that students learn more from their mistakes on ambitious projects than the easy results. And I think that where that really comes into play in business is so often we're afraid, you know, we'll give people training and then say, go back and do it perfectly. You know,
mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult when people are learning something or they're trying something new so that the company can grow. There mm-hmm. are going to be mistakes, and I think that we have to do a better job of allowing people to make mistakes and learn. And what he would do is he would actually take a mistake and work with students and say, well, what have you learned? What are you going to do not to make the same mistake again?
What did we learn is the most powerful management question you can ask. What did we learn?
It's so important. And people spoke about that was an important thing that he was able to do for them. It helped them to learn from their mistakes.
Absolutely. And another thing that I think is important to help people with, young people, especially people who are coming up, is teach them that our goal is not to seek perfection, but to seek excellence. And even excellent things have mistakes sometimes. Pam Harper, thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to be right back with Pam after these messages and talk a little bit more about what we've all learned, what we can learn.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.